it was interesting when I was training for my second marathon. I was running Chicago, and I went to go get some new shoes. And the guy at the running store, and I was telling him, I was like, "Yeah, you know, I'm not super excited about this. I just want to get through. You know, I'm kind of nervous about my time and everything." And he was like, "Yeah, the best thing for you to remember is that the blessing is outside of your comfort zone."
Some people turn to prayer or meditation or yoga as a way to slow down and make sense of their lives. But Ashley Hicks found that in running. She's the co-founder of Black Girls Run, a group that connects runners in the African-American community. I'm Lily Percy, and this is Creating Our Own Lives, a podcast from On Being Studios. Life doesn't come with an instruction manual, and we're all trying to figure it out. Often the best way to do that is by asking other people how they live. And that's what I'll do on this podcast. Each week, you'll hear a different person think through how they create their lives, using humor as a tool for survival, movies as church, and this week, running as a spiritual practice.
My name is Ashley Hicks. I am 31 years old, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I was able to really kind of break through the mental part of running in around 2006 when I started running after college. You know, I was just trying to get back in shape. I hadn't been playing soccer and started running. And I really found that it was a way to really kind of decompress after work. So, you know, you go out there and you're out there for a couple of miles and you can kind of process and think through things and relieve stress. So that was really what helped me kind of break through this idea of, like, you know, miles of nothingness that running initially felt like for me. When I run, the one thing that I like to do is I don't run with music, headphones, anything. I call myself a true minimalist runner. Literally, it's just me and my running clothes. And I like to go out and I start out slow and then I will pick up my pace after that. But for me, it's just the idea of, like, allowing myself to kind of settle into the run, settle in and to feel the road beneath your feet, settle in and really acknowledge your surroundings. I think a lot of times we go through life and we're not really present in the moment. So it's like when I run, it's this idea of really being present and acknowledging where I am and what I'm doing and the purpose. So when I started running in 2006, running was not the most diverse community. It was, you know, I'd go to these, like, local races, like a local 5K or local running groups, and I would be pretty much the only person of color. And so I just noticed that, you know, maybe there's an opportunity there. Maybe there's an opportunity to kind of talk to people about, you know, the benefits of running, health, physically and mentally, and then also just, you know, see if there's other runners of color that I can connect with. And so we started Black Girls Run in 2009. Initially, we just connected with other runners, people who were already doing marathons and half marathons and dedicated runners. And then we started to see more and more people join the group who had never run a day in their life. And so that was an incredible experience to kind of introduce people to this old sport that's new in our community. And now, you know, we get emails from race directors all the time saying how diverse the races are becoming and just the running community in general is changing, and people seem to love the change. I definitely think that running has helped me become certainly more spiritual, certainly more present. I think it's also taught me patience, and it's taught me how to really kind of push my limits and to challenge myself in ways that I never thought I could. And I know that's cliche for running. Everyone kind of says, "Oh, I never thought I'd do 6 miles," and then you do it. But that's, you know, just been my experience, especially I've done 2 full marathons, and that was something I never thought that I would do. It was interesting when I was training for my second marathon. I was running Chicago, and I went to go get some new shoes. And the guy at the running store, and I was telling him, I was like, "Yeah, you know, I'm not super excited about this. I just want to get through. You know, I'm kind of nervous about my time and everything." And he was like, "Yeah, the best thing for you to remember is that the blessing is outside of your comfort zone." And so that was something for me to really kind of think about. And, you know, it was something that I would actually meditate on, literally just saying over and over and over in my head as I continued my training. And it's something that, like, I do now whenever I'm challenging myself to something new. I keep saying that, you know, the blessing really is outside of your comfort zone. If you stay and do what you're uncomfortable with, you'll never experience something new and incredible.
Creating Our Own Lives is available on iTunes. There you can subscribe and also leave us your feedback, but only if it's nice. Otherwise, share it with your mom.